Property owner Dario Paso Lopez says he's tried to negotiate with the State Department of Transportation on a price for the property. He purchased it last year for almost $450,000. He says it took more than 6 months for NDOT to give him an initial offer, which was less than half the land's original value. Since then, they've been unable to compromise.
We're trying to be reasonable, and we've tried to deal with openly and in good faith to resolve this.
In order to meet construction deadlines, the Transportation Board, chaired by Governor Brian Sandoval, voted to take the property through eminent domain. He noted that the difference between the state and the property owner's offer is about $300,000.
As we know, we usually spend a lot more than this in legal fees, and I would really encourage staff to sit down again and see how much closer we can get.
Board member and state controller Ron Connect voted against the move on principle.
I am going to register my displeasure with the failure of NDOT to be as responsive and as forthcoming and as timely as they could have been.
An NDOT spokeswoman says the agency will continue to negotiate with the owner despite the condemnation, which she says is only used as a last resort. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Bob Conrad of ThisIsReno.com.